Blog Talk Radio.
Better get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is soon to come.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the Lord.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do? Word tonight, God.
to those that may, that again may not know of you and the pardons of their sins, God, and their iniquity. I'm asking you, Father God, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement and, hallelujah, words of wisdom. To those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their souls, God, these are the blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we allow the church to say amen and amen. Hallelujah. I will be with you tonight, 45 minutes on the clock. And we know that the clock is yet now ticking right along. And God placed this on my heart on tonight. You know, I was just going to take a breathe on tonight. I was just going to sit back and relax and look at me a flick or, you know, just read a book or read my word or just do something with my family on tonight. And I know for some of you, tonight is designated for family night. But you know, God's work must continue. I can't let nothing hinder me. I can't allow nothing to get in my way. I must continue on this itinerary journey that God has laid out for me. And so tonight, I want to come the old ship of Zion. It's coming at you with a rhema word, unscripted and raw. My question tonight is this. What will it profit a man? A woman, if he should gain the whole world and lose his or her soul. Because we can look also into the law of John 3:16. And it tells us, for God so loved this world, that's meaning you and I, that he gave his only begotten son. He didn't have a twin. He didn't have a triplet. He didn't have a quadruplet set of kids. He didn't have a daughter. But he gave his absolutely, positively own begotten son. Not brought in the world through sperm, but he was conceived through the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. And God gave his only begotten son. You know, that's giving up your all when you give all of anything that you have. That's all that you can offer. That's all that you can render is your all. That's what God presented unto you and I, his only begotten son, that he would love us so much that he would go to the cross on your and mine's account. Because Jesus did not do any sin. Jesus was sinless. He was sin free. We were the only sinful people. So God had to go in our stead because we was dirty. God's word tells us that we was as filthy rags. So we didn't even make the grade. We couldn't even come close to being the opponent that would be eligible to go to the cross because we was dirty with miry clay and we had the sin that was wrapped around us. It was just like clay. We was tarnished with sin and debris. But it had to be someone that was sinless, sin-free, didn't have a blemish on him to be able to go in our stead to the cross. And I want you to know tonight that Jesus did not get a kick out of going to Calvary Cross. This was no ball game for him to go to Calvary Cross. But Jesus, being the obedient son that he is and that he was and that he is to come, so angry with them for their disobedience. So we was the heathen children. But Jesus, being the obedient Son that he is and that he was and that he is to come, he obeyed the voice of his Father. So he went to Calvary Cross. And he took on 39 stripes for you and I. Now mind you, he did not sin. Neither was he of sin. Neither was a guile found in his mouth. We was only sinners. I mean, just deep down with the tarnishment of sin on us. And the only way that we could be redeemed was for Jesus to go to Calvary Cross, to take on the 39 stripes, and not only that, to die an inhumane death like no other has ever endured in existence of this world. No one ever, and there will never be one that could ever endure the pain and agony being spit upon, being talked about, talked down to, being pierced in his side. The Bible says with blood and water gushing out of his side. Then he went on to be placed one foot on top of the other one. Then a nail driven through his flesh. From the top layer of the skin down through the core of the bone of the flesh. Then they nailed both of his hands, one on the right, one on the left. Nails in both of his hands. Now I want you to know the significance of God's death. Don't take his death on lightly. Because God has set the stage to let you know just how serious his love is for you and I. His love is just like a TKO. His love. He loved us that much. I know our mother loved us. I know your mother loved you. I presume my father loved us. My father loved me. Your father loved you. But your mother and your father couldn't go to the cross in your stead and say, hey, I'm going to go to the cross for my daughter. I'm going to go to the cross for my son. Because they was not qualified recipients. They was not qualified to do so. And so Jesus had to go in our stead. And so Jesus proved his love. It's no other way that he could prove his love. And if you can't see this, I'm talking about not just through the spiritual eye, but God gave you natural senses, natural ability to discern good from evil. Good from evil. And to know the difference between right and wrong. You love your children that you have born, you gave birth to, have come out your wombs through your Philippians 2. You love them. You told them you love them. So how much more can you prove to your children that you love them, but to hug them, to kiss them, on their lips, on their cheek, on their forehead, wherever you so desire to kiss them and show your gratitude of love to them. That's the same way Jesus did you and I. He proved his love when he dipped his love in blood for you and I. That was proof in the pudding right there. So my encouragement on you tonight, for you tonight, is to know money that you might have access to. You can go to the bank, you can draw out your $50,000, you can draw you out $1 million, $50 million, $2.5 million. You might can draw out your $1 billion. It just really consists on your bank and what you have in it. Are either in the vault. But what would it profit you to gain the whole wide world? And you know everything that you have, money, marble, and joy, God has made it possible. It wasn't your PhD degree. It wasn't you putting yourself through school. It wasn't you saving up money to make things happen. But it was God's grace that brought you and I thus far. So if anybody should get the credit, God should be getting the credit. Because if God had not tapped you on the shoulder, guess what? You could be in a cold chamber by now. Waiting to have your funeral service if God would not have allowed you to wake up each and every day. We should stop taking life for granted because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. This next second, this next moment, this next hour, the next day, the next week, the next month, the next year is not promised to anyone. God said, choose ye this day. He said this day. He didn't say tomorrow. He didn't say next week. He didn't say 3 weeks from now. He didn't say a month from now. But he said, choose ye this day. Meaning at this moment, who are you going to serve? We know that Satan, Lucifer, he could care less about you or your money. He could care less how much money you got in the bank. Because if it was up to him, you wouldn't have a dime. He wouldn't care if you had a home. If he was sitting out on a bridge, he could care less. Because all he's after, number one, is your soul. He don't care anything about what you have, your possessions, your MO. He could care less about what you have. Because all he wants to do is to turn your mind against God. He'll tell you, oh, you don't live it for the Lord. It ain't all of that. It ain't all what it's cracked up to be. They just pretending. They just lying. They're just putting on. But just as sure as your heart is inhaling and exhaling, your eyes are going to the left, they're going to the right, they're going up, they're going down. You know your name. You know if you have born any children in this world. You know if you don't have any kids in this world. So that means that you have senses, capability to know that you are in existence in this world, on this planet. Just as sure as you are breathing, there is a God. So don't let a devil in hell, a devil around hell, tell you any different. This is my charge, is to tell you the divine word of truth. I'm not going to sugarcoat the word of God because I'm not going to lose anything that God has for me. I'm going to do God's word, a will, and I'm going to do him, say his word the way that he's left it. Because he left us 66 books from Genesis to Revelation. He left us 66 books. I don't have to add nothing, and I will not ever add anything to the word of God. And I won't take away anything. But it's my job, and anybody that said that God has sent them to tell you the truth. Why lie when the proof will do? God said, rightly divide the word of truth. That's what you got to do. You got to rightly divide the word of truth. Tell God's word just like he told you to tell it. People will respect you more to tell them the truth than to tell them a pack of lies. Because there is a God. no longer on the cross. He was on the cross. And then after 3 days, he escaped the tomb. And he's sitting in heaven right now. Not on the left-hand side, but he's sitting on the right-hand side of his Father up in heaven. So just as sure, like I said, that you are breathing, there is a God, and he exists. And it's important that you know that your soul will be required of you one day. You will have to stand before the judgment seat of God. Just like you go to court, you stand before the judge, and he tells you what you've been charged with. May it be a fine, or may it be a ticket. He tells you what your fine will be. It be $200, $700, $1,000, or whatever it might be. He'll tell you what you owe the court. Well, that's the same way it is when you have to stand before God on that great day. You have to stand before God. And not only God, but the whole world will be looking. We'll all be on center stage, unlike Hollywood. This would determine where our eternity will evolve. It will determine if we will be granted the keys to the pearly gates or the keys to the pit of hell. Don't stay out there shucking jive and you know, be at the titty bar and sliding down a post out on the street corner hoeing and prostituting. It is time for a change. Going to the clubs and think you're having it going on. Because time is of an essence. Time is winding down. God's word is evolving every day. We're seeing God's word being implemented right before our very eyes. Don't think that you have another 5 years to get your life together. Well, I think I'll serve God maybe 2 or 3 years from now. You don't have that kind of time. You can't put that kind of time in the equation because God is the one that has your life in his hands. He calls the shots on your future. So it would be time right now to get it right. To get it together, to get your life in order with God. And some of us have loved ones that has went on, mothers and fathers, siblings, aunts and uncles, grandparents, colleagues, friends, business partners that has went on. And you say that you want to see your mother, but you can't see your mother if you're not living right. You say you want to see your son or your daughter. You can't see your son or daughter if you're not living right. See, this thing is, you have to live this life. You have to live it out. And you cannot pay your way into heaven. You cannot buy your way into heaven. I don't care how much money you got. It will not buy you into heaven. You have to earn this thing by working and doing the will of the Father. Hallelujah. And we know that there are business people and alike. And one has made this assertion and statement that he said that almost every religion talks about a Savior coming. And when you look in the mirror in the morning, you're looking at the Savior. His take is nobody else is going to save you but yourself. We as Christians do not agree with that worldview because it is in direct contradiction to the gospel. We know that the Bible teaches the exact opposite of such a self-sufficient confidence. We find out that the Apostle Peter said to Jesus, forthright teaching that is by faith, not by what we do, that his relationship with God can be established. To him who do not work, but believe on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. And we read in the law of Romans 3:28, we conclude that that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. By no means, not with money nor good deeds, just as I stated, if you cannot buy your way into heaven. Can we secure God's acceptable of our sinful selves? We cannot save ourselves. We can be saved only by God's Son, Jesus, who lived a sinless life. He died as the perfect sacrifice for our sins. And like I said, and rose from the grave. You might ask, oh, still woman, can I earn my way into heaven? And the answer, my friend, my brother, and my sister, is no. We know that the wages for sinning is death. Jesus is longing to save you from sin. So if I were you, don't wait till you draw your last breath. Because Jesus gave himself to give you and I salvation. Don't put out tomorrow what you can do right now. You don't have to be in a church building to repent and ask God to forgive you of all sins that was wrong, and that you accept him in your life to be your Lord and Savior. And you can get under you a pastor that's preaching the divine word of truth. Get into your good home, and that you can have good teaching under. And then you'll be able to live out this holy lifestyle before God and man. And then, only then, will you be able to see your mother, see your father, your sister, your brother, your grandparents, your aunt, uncles, your adopted parents, your extended family members. Because you cannot go into heaven as a sinner. The Bible says that if you try to come in any other way, that you come in as a thief and a robber. So if I were you tonight, I would get down on my knees in my secret place, raise both of my hands toward heaven, and ask God to forgive me of all of my sins. To place, hallelujah, his spirit down within me. God will not live in an unclean temple, but he will reside in a clean temple. And you accept God into your life and begin to read God's word and ask him to guide you, to mold you and make you as a disciple, to go into his vineyard and to win souls, compel men and women, boys and girls, to commit their lives to God. Because time is running out. Time is running out. Time is of an essence right now. Who knows what the next hour holds for you? The next 24 hours, 72 hours. People are going out on their vacation for the Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday. You know, maybe not the Christmas, Christmas just yet, but for the Thanksgiving holiday. And them that don't know God, don't know if they leave home, if they'll return, there's already been death statistics already. And Thanksgiving has not even made it here yet. So this is just a word to the wise. Choose ye this day who you're going to serve. For you cannot serve both God and Satan at the same time. For the word of God says you will love one and you will despise the other. And if God so willingly gave his life for you and I, it's high time that you would spend the rest of your life in service unto God. And this presentation is brought by the old ship of Zion, coming at you with the rhema word, unscripted and raw. I hope and I pray that I've said something to demagnetize your spirit and impact your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you are most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program, the old ship of Zion. You can send your correspondence and make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, PO Box 1500, Gilroy, California 95020. Till we meet again across these skyways and highways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. And I hope and pray that this message has encouraged you to change from the old you into a new you in accepting Christ as your Lord and your Savior. There is no other known to man. A man that loved you and I so much that he gave his life. The only thing that you and I can render is to serve him throughout the remainder of our life. Then you will be welcome into the kingdom of heaven on that great, hallelujah, resurrection morning. God said the dead in Christ shall rise first. We will change the dimension of this program. We will bring you now hymns of Zion. I hope and pray that these selections will bless your heart and spirit on tonight. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
Don't you know that?